WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Israel carries out strikes on Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital, Doha. UN Secretary General Andres Gutierrez.
I condemn this flagrant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Qatar. All parties must work towards achieving a permanent ceasefire, not destroying it.
The CBS's Remy Innocencio says there's been no word yet on casualties.
Qatar's prime minister says that the state of Qatar condemns what he calls a cowardly Israeli attack that targeted what he says is residential buildings, housing members of the political bureau of Hamas. So we see this acknowledgement here that the political bureau, Hamas leadership, was targeted. They're also saying that this was a criminal assault that violates international laws.
Israel's prime minister says it was ordered after yesterday's deadly shooting in Jerusalem. There's where the White House was told about the attack in advance or as it was happening. CBS News Special Report, I'm Steve Kath.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The first human case of West Nile virus has been reported in Wood County this year. Local health officials warn that you still need to continue protecting yourself against mosquito bites as we're entering the fall season. While 80% of people who are infected with West Nile virus don't get sick, those who do experience mild symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle ache, rash, and fatigue. Less than 1% can get seriously ill. Older adults and those with compromised immune systems are at greater risk of developing serious illness that could be fatal. West Nile virus is most common in Wisconsin during the months of August and September. United Way's Day of Caring happens in October. In 2024, 462 volunteers raked 88 yards for elderly and disabled community members. United Way is looking for volunteers to help with fall leaf raking. You'll need to register online by October 24th. Free t-shirts will be available on a first-come, first-served basis for volunteers who register early. If you're under 18, you must have a parent or guardian complete a waiver form. Now, this event is intended for low or fixed income elderly and or disabled residents who truly need the help to clean up their yards. If you need this assistance, be sure to register with the United Way by October 10th. You can call them at 715-421-0390 between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You will need to provide volunteers with paper leaf bags and or instructions for leaf disposal in accordance with your municipal rules. Please also make sure that any pet waste and trash is removed from your yard before the event on October 25th. You can find out more and volunteer at uwswac.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0, but one bright spot was the return of Christian Yelich to the lineup. Yelich had missed the past five games with a bad back. Pat Murphy after the game.
Yeah, he's on it. It was a great day for him. Came up kind of empty, got one hit, but he hit two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks.
NFL, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. I asked Micah Parsons how he was holding up after just a week to get ready for the Lions game.
Physically, obviously draining. That was like my first game of just constant snaps, repetition, things like that. So obviously I got to, you know, recover, do everything I need to do to get ready for Thursday. But emotionally, I couldn't be more happy, you know, to get my first win in Lambeau, having amazing fans. You know, I told J-Lo that's our first one and I can't wait.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly sunny and rather pleasant today, with highs scraping the mid-70s and a breezy south wind. The chance of showers sprinkling in here this evening, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight. But tomorrow, we stay with sunshine and highs right back to the mid-70s. Behind that, for the weekend, 80s take over. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going James, James, like James, boxes of
yes, James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow on Wednesday, helping taxpayers understand just how much the private school voucher scheme is taking out of our wallets and our hometown schools.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on today. White nationalism is no longer the fringe. Of course, it's been the case for a while, but over the weekend, a United States senator came right out and said it. It's the future Republicans are trying to build. Also, are you ready for a national voter registry? Trump is, where he controls who gets to vote and who doesn't. Yeah, how's that going to work out? And could Trump's Epstein crisis take the GOP midterms? What's Trump protecting that's yet to come? The birthday book came out last night. It came out just as we were wrapping up the show yesterday afternoon. Would we have put up with this with Barack Obama, with Joe Biden, with Bill Clinton, with Jimmy Carter? Would we have? Somehow I doubt it. Meanwhile, Israel has struck Hamas in Qatar. This is a big story. We'll get to that in a few minutes. There was a major revision in our jobs reports, revising them down by almost a million jobs, 910,000. Whoa. And Operation Midway Blitz is on, with ICE going full bore in Chicago, although they have not yet brought in the National Guard. I think Governor Pritzker and the mayor have at least for the moment, succeeded in backing Trump down. We'll see. In the second hour of our program, our old buddy Cole Stangler is gonna come in live from France. The French government collapsed yesterday, essentially. And, what does this mean for America? Not just in terms of international relations, but the political pressures on both countries, the United States and France, are startlingly similar. I think you're going to find that conversation with Cole Stangler in our second hour fascinating. Also, crazy alert, what pill is Donald Trump popping at the U.S. Open? Was it Adderall? Was it Viagra? Zoloft? Valium? Or do you have another candidate for little blue pill? Or could it be a breath mint? Who knows? Maybe he was getting ready to kiss some woman uncontrollably or grab her by the... Also, the death of traditional news is here. This is a boon to the dictators and the wannabe dictators in the Trump administration. CBS has appointed Kenneth Weinstein to serve as ombudsman. This is the person who led a conservative think tank and has largely worked outside the traditional world of journalism. Surprised? And in the third hour of our program, why have people lost faith in capitalism? What's going on with that? But to start out, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled, White Nationalism Isn't the Fringe, It's the Future Republicans Are Building. And I'm basing this on a rant that Senator Eric Schmidt, the Republican senator from Missouri, gave at the National Conservatism Conference over the weekend. I'll give you the quote. And by the way, this is how Republicans talk when they're saying, basically America should be a white Christian nation run by white men. Quote, "That's what set Donald Trump apart from the old conservatism and the old liberalism alike. He knows that America is not just an abstract proposition, but a nation and a people with its own distinct history and heritage and interests. When they tear down our statues and monuments, our," right? Of course, he's from Missouri, but I mean, he's talking about the Civil War, right? The Confederacy. "When they mock our history, when they insult our traditions, they're attacking our future as well as our past. By changing the stories we tell about ourselves, they believe they can build a new America with a new myth of a new people. But America does not belong to them. It belongs to us." End of quote from Eric Schmidt. Yeah, us white people. That's who America owns, or owns America, rather. I suppose you could argue that since the majority of people in the United States are white, and since white people control the majority of the wealth, that it's technically correct to say that white people own America. But it doesn't mean that America is a nation of, by, and for exclusively white people. In fact, it's the opposite. I mean, you know, we've been hearing racists peddling this kind of us versus them rhetoric for a long time, but it's kind of shocking, frankly, to hear a United States senator say it. And, you know, speaking of only of a singular people, you know, white, implicitly Christian, and implicitly obedient to his authoritarianism. In fact, this guy, this senator, also hired a guy, Nathan Hochman, who had been forced out of Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign after he posted, he was pushing imagery, Nazi imagery. I mean, you know, this is the GOP just basically embracing all this kind of stuff. And this is how authoritarian regimes always consolidate power. I mean, George Orwell in 1984 said, you know, whoever controls the past controls the present, and whoever controls the present controls the future. So controlling the past is critical. But, you know, the bottom line here is that Eric Schmidt is basically saying America is a country for of, by, and for white people, period. Which is weird given that it was Ronald Reagan who said this. This is a quote from Ronald Reagan. Quote, "You can go live in France, but you cannot become a Frenchman. You can go live in Germany or Turkey or Japan, but you cannot become a German, a Turk, or a Japanese. But anyone from any corner of the earth can come to live in America and become an American." This, Reagan said, "I believe, is one of the most important sources of America's greatness. We lead the world because, unique among nations, we draw our people and our strength from every country and every corner of the world. And by doing so, we continuously renew and enrich our nation. While other countries cling to the stale past, here in America, we breathe life into dreams. We create the future, and the world follows us into tomorrow. Thanks to each new wave of arrivals to this land of opportunity, we're a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas, and always on the cutting edge, always leading the world to the next frontier. This quality," Reagan said, "is vital to our future as a nation. If we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost." I mean, keep in mind, it was Reagan who, you know, oversaw the redrafting of a Comprehensive Immigration Act and kept in place the change in rules that LBJ had made in 1965 that did away with racial quotas into the United States. Obviously, Trump has put those racial quotas back, not explicitly and mathematically, but saying, you know, basically, we're not letting anybody from the rest of the world in unless they're white. I mean, he's openly said he wants more Norwegians, and he's got this program for American Afrikaners, in other words, for white South Africans to come to the United States. This is a struggle for the soul of America. I mean, this is the any party that embraces white supremacy and a fascist ethos cannot coexist with democracy, and that's where the Republican Party's gone. And now they're trying to strip our museums of our heritage. They're trying to change our textbooks. They're giving these wild speeches. They're changing our laws. I mean, look what the Supreme Court just did. They just said it's okay to racially profile people. This was Brett Kavanaugh wrote this and was backed up by his five corrupt, on-the-take Republican colleagues on the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, saying that racial profiling is fine. No problem. If you think somebody is here illegally because their skin is brown, go tackle them to the ground. And if they can't produce ID, throw them in jail. This is the papers, please, world that the Republicans have been hysterically screaming about since the end of World War II. That, you know, oh, my God, America's, you know, this is Joe McCarthyism. It was all about, oh, my God, you know, somebody's eventually we're going to be a country where the police can just stop you and ask for your papers. Well, here we are. Sotomayor, Justice Sotomayor said, quote, the government and now the concurrence, you know, that would be, you know, all the six Republicans on the court, has all but declared that all Latinos, U.S. citizens or not, who work low-wage jobs are fair game to be seized at any time, taken away from work, and held until they provide proof of their legal status to the agent's satisfaction. Are we going to let this happen? Are we going to let Eric Schmidt and people like him strip America of the Declaration's promise, of Lincoln's dedication, of King's dream, of the sacrifices of millions of ordinary Americans to make this a pluralistic, multiracial, multi-religious democracy? I'm not. I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to be silent, and I'm not going to surrender America to these right-wing fascists. Ain't going to happen.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
How about you? I'll pick up your calls in a few minutes. A little more news. Stick around. 15 minutes past the hour. If I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money, they're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you had to book two rooms because you're snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text my first name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK. Or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards, ZYPPAH.com, and use that code PINK. Text fees may apply if you text Tom to 511-511.
With a traitor's tongue, calls us one people, but the song's been sung. Whitewashed lines in a blood-soaked frame. He spits on the dead and defiles their names. This is the new Confederacy, wrapped in flags, fueled by hate. They burn the past to chain the future, but freedom won't share their fate. They torch the truth, they crown the lie, but the graves of heroes won't comply. From Gettysburg to Selma's fight,
the hour. Welcome back. So the Trump administration is quietly trying to build a national database of voters. This is not something the Constitution envisions. It leaves voting up to the individual states. But the Justice Department is compiling the largest set of a national voter roll. This is amazing. You've got people who are participating in this process, including Trump, who claim that the 2020 election was stolen. And, you know, is this part of an effort to prove that Trump was actually illegally lost the election, that he didn't lose the election? Justin Levitt, an election law expert at Loyola Marymount University's law school, says nobody has ever done anything like this. They've also sent formal demands to at least 17 mostly Democrat-controlled states. Nearly every state has resisted turning over these files, which include private, identifiable information, driver's license numbers, Social Security numbers, that kind of thing. Last week, a local judge blocked South Carolina from turning this information over to the Justice Department. All 50 states, the feds say, are eventually going to receive such requests. This is a memo from the Missouri Association of County Clerks, obtained by the New York Times. Quote, Missouri is now part of a multi-state attempt by the Department of Justice to access, physically inspect, and perhaps take physical custody of election equipment used in the 2020 November general election. But it appears to me and to many other people that this is actually targeting 2026. This is all about controlling the election. It's all about Stalin saying, I don't care who votes, I care who counts the votes. Meanwhile, the birthday book, Epstein's birthday book, has been published. It's out. It was part of a lawsuit that was successful, for a subpoena, actually, to Epstein's estate, which turned it over, along with a bunch of other documents, including, you know, and Trump is still denying that that's his signature on there, which is obviously a lie, which raises the question, what else is he trying to hide? There's a joke in the birthday book about selling a fully depreciated woman to Donald Trump for $22,500. There's this picture of a giant check for a fully depreciated. In other words, hey, you know, she's no longer 14. This is incredible. And, you know, I mean, all Trump has to do to put an end to all this is say, hey, to Pam Bondi, just say to Pam Bondi, just release everything. Just make it all public. You know, anything that, you know, I mean, protect the identity of the victims if they choose. And those you can't contact, of course, protect all them. But just put it all out there. I mean, why are we hiding this stuff? Well, I think it's fairly obvious we're hiding it because it appears increasingly that Trump was participating with Epstein in these rapes. I mean, what other possible explanation is there? I mean, if it's just that he was friends with a bad guy, so what? Right? Being friends with a bad guy, I mean, you know, it kind of questions your judgment and all that, but that's not a crime. It is a crime, though, if you conspire with a bad guy to commit crimes, or if you commit crimes together with the bad guy. What is Trump hiding?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
On the other side of the break, ICE launches Operation Midway Blitz. Job growth is down, and Israel strikes Hamas. I'll get through those, and I'll pick up your calls. Stick around. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. So it took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, we talk with the indomitable Stacey Abrams about how to build the big tent for Democrats in 2026 to return this country to the hands of working people. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a package of bills they say would benefit workers. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10, the controversial law championed by then-Governor Scott Walker curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share so that we can build strong unions that can make sure we have good wages and working conditions for everyone.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits, a responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly sunny and rather pleasant today, with highs scraping the mid-70s and a breezy south wind. The chance of showers sprinkling in here this evening, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight. But tomorrow, we stay with sunshine and highs right back to the mid-70s. Behind that, for the weekend, 80s take over. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo. Currently, it's 64.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Green Bay's own Frank Hermans. Just a bit outside, director Sean Hannish joins with big news and the Green Bay Film Festival's Nick Watier. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your support.
Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Out in the streets, we rise together. Voices strong will bend but never break. Justice calls us now, it's now or never. Our silence is a choice we can't afford to make. Show up for democracy. Is built in every hand we hold. Courage grows when hearts conspire. A people's story fierce and bold. Show up for democracy. Don't stand by. Raise your voice.
Past the hour. Welcome back. So Israel struck in Qatar. Qatar, by the way, is the home of the U.S. It's the forward headquarters of CENTCOM, U.S. Central Command, and not home of the U.S. Fifth Fleet, but a chunk of it is there. Qatar is also the country that gave Donald Trump the $800 million airplane bribe. So, you know, this is fascinating stuff. Israel is reporting, or the news, I've seen a couple of news reports now suggesting that Trump signed off on this, that the White House signed off on this strike. Qatar is spitting mad about it. But this was during a meeting of the senior Hamas leadership, including people who helped plan October 7th. I'm not mourning their deaths, and frankly, I'm guessing that not much is going to come out of this, other than Hamas being further crippled, the talks ending, the hostages are probably not going to get released, and Netanyahu is going to get another 6 months in office without worrying about being thrown in jail for being the corrupt politician that he is. We'll see how it plays out. Meanwhile, job growth revised down by 911,000 jobs through March, indicating that the economy was a little softer than we thought at the tail end of last year. And a lot softer than we thought early this year. The American economy is huge and resilient, but it's taken a few hits. And ICE has launched Operation Midway Blitz, targeting immigrants in Chicago. This could be really interesting, you know. Trump took almost half of the Hispanic vote. And in the last election, which was up from in the 30s in the 2020 election, I think it was 49%. I had looked it up a little while ago, something like that of the Hispanic vote. How is this going to affect the Hispanic vote going forward? I mean, for a long time, the Hispanic vote was largely Democratic. What's happened in the last 5, 6, 7 years, I'm not sure exactly when it began, but it might have even been during the tail end of the Obama administration. It might have been a little long, you know, like a decade ago. A network of literally hundreds of Spanish language right wing talk show radio stations has sprung up across America. And they've, you know, you've got basically your right wing versions of Rush Limbaugh out there. And it's been working. I keep telling Democrats, you know, you need to invest in media infrastructure. And apparently they're talking about, well, let's find some, you know, podcasters we can support. I'm not one of them, by the way. Nobody's ever talked to me about any of this, but apparently they're thinking about something like that or maybe doing it. I don't know. But, you know, what kind and who? And I'm a big fan of independence, frankly. But anyhow, we'll see how this all plays out. Chicago alderman, and this is, you know, on the, with the backdrop of the Supreme Court saying that racial profiling is just fine. You know, it's, if you see somebody who's got brown skin, you can stop them and demand that they have their papers. We are fully in the papers please phase here. And I'm just wondering, you know, with the Supreme Court saying, yes, you can do racial profiling for the purposes of immigration arrests, when are they going to say that racial profiling, that's by, you know, ICE, when are they going to say racial profiling by businesses is fine? You can have whites only signs in your lunch counter. You can refuse to serve people. Hey, you know, it's the American way. At least it was until the 1960s. Is that the world they're trying to take us back to? Sure looks like it to me. Chicago Alderman Gilbert Viejas, who represents the 36th Ward of Chicago, which is heavily Hispanic, he said, quote, people are concerned about if they're walking somewhere, they're going to be asked for their papers. How do you prepare to leave your home to make sure that you can come back? The head of the Pilsen Defense and Access Group, which is a group of volunteers in Chicago, said, quote, we pulled up after the first detention had gone down and neighbors came out and people honked their horns to let people know that ICE is out. In the middle of the chaos, it's really beautiful to see the community making its own defense mechanisms. Again, the Hispanic community is freaking out. ICE detained, this is in Chicago this morning, ICE detained older Latino men, including a popular flower vendor, a man walking outside a gas station, and another person who was just out for a walk but was found with brown skin. Witnesses say that a far-right personality, some guy I've never heard of, his name is Ben something, he's on Bannon's network, was accompanying ICE on these patrols and doing media hits and things. This is wild stuff. So what say y'all? What's on your mind today? Greg in Gastonia, North Carolina. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Yeah, I was following up with that, Tom. Is how did Trump get 48% of the white vote, or the Hispanic vote, up from 36? He got 15% of the black vote, up from 8%. And he got 40% of the Asian vote, up from 30%.
All true.
In the last election. So yeah. How's that making him an all-white party?
Well, I think what was happening, Greg, is that during that interregnum, during that period when Joe Biden was president, the Republicans were pushing this idea that, you know, the economy is going to help because of a Democratic president. You need to elect a Republican president. They know the economy. Everybody saw the inflation. They didn't want to be paying more for groceries. I suspect that people of all races were saying, hey, let's try a Republican. I don't think that's going to happen again, Greg.
The revision of the job numbers, it's 1.7 million in the last 2 years of the Biden administration. The jobs are overinflated. Maybe they were right.
No, it's 1.1 million from March of 2024.
It was 900,000 this year and 800,000 last year.
Oh, last year. Yeah, every year there's a revision like that. Every single year.
So it's 1.7 in the last 2 years, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still, you know, Greg, so you still have all the Republican presidents from Reagan to today created 1 million jobs. All the Democratic presidents from Reagan to today created 50 million jobs. If you want to reduce that by 2 million for these two adjustments, fine with me. Greg, thanks for the call. Virginia in Chicago. Hey, Virginia, what's on your mind?
Oh, are you saying Regina?
Oh, is it Regina? I'm sorry, it says Virginia here, but
I'm from Chicago, so I'm just kind of jumping in here.
Okay, all right, Regina is your name? Let me fix this.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You called
What's up?
Reggie. Yeah. Uh-huh. I just want to put a message I received from on high of the universe early this morning. And basically, since the Supreme Court has given the green light to racial profiling, I think Halloween should come early this year. And in every state and city where ICE, the Gestapo folks are parading around wearing a mask, everyone else who leaves their house should put on a Halloween mask, a Lone Ranger mask. A mask, a COVID mask, since COVID is back, or just create your own mask. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yeah. I think if we all do that, they'll see there's more of us than them. And plus, it'll be harder to just profile somebody looking at their face if we all have on masks.
Well, people are showing, you know, I get what you're saying, and I, you know, I don't have a response specifically to that, but I think that what is happening is that people are waking up all over the country and have been for some time, and they're showing up in the streets in large numbers, and Trump's popularity is in the toilet. I mean, he's in the 30s. So
I'm just talking about the profiling piece.
No, I get that.
So we all
get that.
Be able to profile.
Yeah, or, you know, it's, I just, it's a tough time, I would think, to be a brown or black person in the United States, particularly given the direction things are going. Regina, thank you for the call. We'll be back. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. National Voter Registration Day is coming up on September 16th, with nationwide events to encourage eligible voters to register and check their registration. With no national election as incentive this year, organizers point to local and special elections and a readiness to vote in the 2026 midterms as reasons to consider registering or reviewing registration status. The U.S. Census estimates 174 million Americans were registered to vote in 2024 out of an eligible voting age population of 236 million citizens. Pew Research found 18% of non-voters cited not being registered as a major reason for not voting. For those who are registered, changes in election law, such as more frequent purges of inactive voter registrations and lack of citizenship documents on file, could potentially make millions of Americans ineligible prior to the 2026 midterms. Many states offer online tools to check registration status. National Voter Registration Day's organizers said in a statement that over 1,700 community partners and 3,500 local organizations will participate this year, including municipalities, schools, and support agencies. More information for interested community partners is available at nationalvoterregistrationday.org. We have links to the site and our past series on why more Americans don't vote at americandemocracyminute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life.
perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by it. She uses it every night. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom. Vibrance.com to get a healthier complexion, simplify your skincare routine. This Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid, 37% off, free shipping, and Vibrance.com/Tom.
Town on horses, borrow from a theme park with cowboy boots and business suits and flashlights in the dark. One had a crown made out of foil, the others followed blind, dropping memos marked top secret in a dusty DC wind behind. They couldn't shoot straight, can't even lock a file crate. Talking war plans on an app that teens use for a date. They shout about the deep state, but they can't find the gate. Oh Lord, protect us all from the gang that couldn't shoot straight. One's got a subpoena in the other.
51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's on your mind?
Great. Well, I love your subject today. And
I'm sorry, say that again, Charles. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I said I love your subject today.
Oh,
and
thank
I swear
you.
Sometimes okay. You just, I swear sometimes we're just on the same page. I was thinking this morning, I was like, because I was listening to on BBC, that I heard the message that the French Prime Minister might have to resign, and he did today. And I'm hearing about, of course, the economic disparities that's in France. And
who's resigning?
I forgot what I think.
Oh, the Prime Minister of France. Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Charles.
Someone that Macron had appointed, because you know. Last year, when he called the snap elections, it almost right. seemed like the far right would win. When Macron, with Le Pen and her protege, but that didn't happen, fortunately for us. But it just occurred to me that probably he's trying to wreck. I'm talking about Trump now. Probably he's trying to wreck this economy or make a teeter, because of course it's going to cause so much instability that. You can see in the European Union, where all of these far right, and even in London, you have Kenny Badenoch on the far right, and you know they're pummeling all of these liberal and centrist governments because they have something to run on as far as an alternative to the economy. And I'm just thinking, is that part of this strategy that the right is using, even here in America, to get the results, worldwide. And also, one more thing. It occurred to me as well that the reason why they're saying that God was, why they're trying to conflate, this government and God or whatever, supposed to be a Christian nation, Christian government, is because they're also using that with the vouchers as well. They're stealing our money, our tax money, and you know, giving it to these far right schools as vouchers. And of course, they're using God as a crux.
Right. Yeah, no, they're religious institutions. It's just absolutely wrong. Now, I think your point is well taken, Charles. The primary animating element or aspect of the right these days, all around the world, and this is being fed in part by, you know, stuff like Russian and Chinese propaganda, particularly on social media, but mostly just by, you know, the good old-fashioned intrinsic racism that seems to be endemic. You know, it's just embedded in humanity. The main driver of the right in Europe and in France right now, and we'll get into this with Cole in a minute, I'm guessing is race, is, you know, has to do with immigration. So, you know,
they want to bond and codify it in religion. And that's why I told you that, yeah. To be honest with you, that flag to me for this religious right is nothing but an idol, you know, and, yeah. And they'll worship that idol. And now you conflate it with Christianity. I mean, that's how they got the people trapped. And of course, they keep us off balance because we don't want to be considered anti-religion or anti-Christian, even though we are Christian.
Yeah. No, excellent point, Charles. And they've used religion, bigots have used religion throughout history to justify their bigotry. Charles, thank you. So well said. Thank you. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hi, Tom. Given the Supreme Court horrible decision yesterday.
It wasn't really a decision. It was a shadow docket. So it was an opinion right now, technically, it only applies to Los Angeles, but, you know, I guarantee you the whole, you know, every police agency in the country is going, oh, we can racially profile now?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's a horrendous decision, but my call is about given how these hacks in the Supreme Court are behaving, what's to say that if Trump wants to run for a third term violating the Constitution, the Supreme Court is going to say, yeah, go ahead and do it.
If he is still standing and coherent in 3.5 years, and I think that that's a huge if, given how old he is and the kind of health he's in. But if that's the case,
he's incoherent now.
Yeah, I know that. But, you know, as coherent as he is right now, if that's the case, then I believe that he will figure out a way, whether it's what you suggested, you know, the Supreme Court just saying, yeah, we're just going to invalidate the 20, whatever it is, you know, Fifth Amendment or whatever, or whether it's, hey, J.D. Vance is going to run for president, Donald Trump is going to run for vice president, we'll just do what Putin did with Medvedev, yeah. You know, and then Vance will kind of step out of the way and just let Trump run the show. There's no doubt in my mind that's what he wants to do, and that's what he would do if he could.
Yeah, that's a lot of things.
The question is if he could.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, Alfredo. Appreciate the call. I mean, with his popularity in the crapper right now, I don't think he could win an election for dog catcher. But you just never know. You just never know. Next up, Cole Stangler. We're going to drop our buddy in France here is going to drop in. He's also a commentator on France 24. And let us know what's going on in that country. It's wild stuff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. knew in advance, or just as Israel was carrying out an aerial attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
The attack marks a dramatic escalation in Israel's campaign, and there's worry it could derail ongoing negotiations to end the war and free Israeli hostages.
New numbers from the government put a whole new look on the labor market for the year ending late last winter. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
This is a significant number. Total non-farm employment from the period from April 2024 to March 2025 has been revised downward by more than 900,000 jobs.
CBS's Allison Keyes on the pushback to the Chicago immigration crackdown.
The Department of Homeland Security says Operation Midway Blitz will target criminal aliens who flock to Chicago because of sanctuary policies. But Alderwoman Halo Gutierrez says,
we will not be intimidated.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.